This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission appoints chief election officers as House of Representative polls nears. Government ensures a budget of 6.72 billion rupees for Election Commission. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut warns against organized attacks on judiciary. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology estimates below average rainfall across the country during winter season. And U.S. denies war with Venezuela after reported military strikes. Now the news in detail. With 59 days remaining until the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission has appointed district judges as chief election officers and standby election officers across the country. According to the Commission, 77 district judges have been named chief election officers. In total, 88 individuals have been appointed as chief election officers and election officers in consultation with the Judicial Council in accordance with Section 8 of the House of Representative Members Act 2074. It is said the appointed officials have been instructed to begin their duties in respective constituencies from February 3, including setting up offices and starting election-related work. The Election Commission has scheduled the House of Representative election for March 5. The House of Representative comprises 275 members with 165 elected under the first-past-the-post system and 110 through proportional representation. Meanwhile, the government has secured funding of 17.51 billion rupees for the upcoming elections based on requests from relevant agencies. The Ministry of Finance has allocated 10.39 billion rupees to the Ministry of Home Affairs and 6.72 billion rupees to the Election Commission. Finance Ministry spokesperson Tanka Prasad Pandey said the budget has been ensured as per current proposals and that additional funds will be provided if required for election purposes. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut has said the court is serious about conspiracies aimed at weakening the judiciary through organized attacks against the courts and judges on social media. Speaking during an interaction with editors from various media outlets at the Supreme Court yesterday, Chief Justice Raut urged caution, saying that at a time when the country's situation is fluid and serious, a series of systematic and planned attacks on the judiciary could have a serious impact on justice. The Chief Justice emphasized that for organized attacks on judges in the name of free expression and such criticism must be factual and healthy. During the discussion, editors urged the court to distinguish between social media and mainstream journalism, make verdicts understandable to the public, ensure timely justice, and promptly brief the media on serious decisions. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has predicted that rainfall this winter season would be below average. As per the estimation, rainfall would be below the average from the 1st of January to the 28th of February across the country. Information officer at the department Dinakar Kayastha shared that the below average rainfall had occurred in last December and below average rainfall would be witnessed in coming days as well. The department said the assessment was prepared based on climate model assessments of the World Meteorological Organization's Global and Regional Climate Information Production Centers. It was also prepared taking into account the current situation of El Nino phenomenon developing in Eastern Pacific Ocean, which affects Nepal's winter climate, and Indian Ocean dipole developing in the Indian Ocean. A delegation from the Tharu Welfare Association has met with Prime Minister Sushila Karki yesterday to extend an invitation to the Tharu Rashtriya Maghi Mahotsav. A coordinator of the festival's main organizing committee and president of the association, Premilal Chowdhury, invited Prime Minister Karki to the event scheduled for the 15th of January at Tudikhel, Kathmandu. He urged the Prime Minister to address Tharu community concerns, particularly civil service reservation quotas. In response, Prime Minister Karki said no one should obstruct rights guaranteed by the Constitution and law. Representatives of three separate groups of Muslim community have held meeting jointly with Home Minister Om Prakash Arial at the ministry. Office bearers of National Muslim Coordination Committee and representatives of Federal Democratic Alliance jointly met with Home Minister Arial and submitted memorandums yesterday. Receiving the memorandums separately submitted by the community, the Home Minister said the government and Home Administration were committed to bring anyone disturbing others' religious sentiments under the ambit of law. A probe commission led by former Justice Gauri Bahadur Karki has taken a written statement from then Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in connection with vandalism and violence that occurred on September 8 and 9 in the name of Gen Z movement. The commission team went to Oli's residence in Gundu, Bhaktapur yesterday to deliver a notice requesting his statement within 7 days. However, leader Oli immediately submitted a written response at his residence, answering around 60 questions, confirmed his secretariat. Commission member and former DIG Vigyan Raj Sharma confirmed that the notice was delivered and the statement received. Following Oli's refusal to appear at the commission's office in Singha Darbar, the commission team went to his residence to collect the statement. The contents of the submission have not been disclosed. Earlier, the commission has already recorded statements from nearly all individuals linked to the incidents, including former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, who appeared at the commission's office. The district committees of the Land Problem Resolution Commission have reactivated their efforts. Chairman of the Baitadi District Committee Ramesh Pandey said district-level activities resumed after the Supreme Court annulled the government's decision to dissolve the commission. A district committee meeting resolved to send letters to municipalities seeking details on landless Dalits, landless squatters and irregular settlers by the 8th of February. Amidst differing standards between the party establishment and some leaders over the conduct of General Convention, the Nepali Congress is holding its Central Working Committee meeting today. Chief Secretary at the Nepali Congress Party Office Krishna Prasad Paudil said the meeting will convene at Party's Central Office Sanepa, Lalitpur at 1 p.m. Chief Secretary Paudil said the upcoming Central Working Committee meeting would deliberate on issues such as party's 15th National Convention and the upcoming House of Representatives election, among others. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said that the United States is not at war with Venezuela a day after reported U.S. military strikes in the country. According to the BBC, while speaking to the media, Rubio said the actions were limited in scope, though details of the operation have not been officially confirmed. Authorities claim that President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores were captured by U.S. forces and are expected to appear in court today. The United States has not publicly confirmed these claims. Venezuela's Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino said that the U.S. operation resulted in the deaths of members of President Maduro's security team as well as civilians. He described the incident as a serious violation of Venezuela's sovereignty. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the parts of the country today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places over the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province. Fog or mist will prevail at most places over the Tarai region today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission appoints chief election officers as House of Representatives polled nears. Government ensures a budget of 6.72 billion rupees for Election Commission. Chief Justice Prakash Mansingh Raut warns against organized attacks on judiciary. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology estimates below average rainfall across the country during winter season. And U.S. denies war with Venezuela after reported military strikes. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.